Yeah, so I've been through quite a lot and it's been quite difficult for me. And I was kept back at school a year such that I was good enough to go to Eton. And then even when I went to Eton, which is by many accounts the best school in the country, I only did two A levels. And I never was able to go to university, unlike my brother. So it's rather felt that, he's the one that got the brains and I didn't, and I publicly admitted to this. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, 3 years ago, I did a video in which I tried to estimate Prince Harry's IQ on the available evidence that we had, such as that he had to be kept back a year at school, such as how badly he did at school, and various other things. But a lot's changed in 3 years. We have now got the AI revolution, and we are able to use AI to work out with much more accuracy exactly how intelligent, or rather unintelligent, Prince Harry is. And that is what I'm going to do today. But before I do that, could you possibly do me a favour? Could you possibly subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube? Could you hit the like button? Could you leave a comment? Could you hit the bell? But all that kind of thing, it's good for the algorithm. And could you subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based content I dare put on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, blogs, films I make. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, there's been a bit of a change. Some interesting things have happened. And in the daily in the newspapers, an article has just come out entitled "Harry's Intimate Texts to Reporter." And of course, this allows us to see exactly how he writes. And writing fluency and how you write and the kind of vocabulary you use is a way, a quite a reliable way of assessing intelligence. Intelligence, of course, is how quickly you can solve problems, combined with how complicated these problems have to be before you're stumped. That's what intelligence is, and intelligence goes up with age, up to middle age, and therefore we have intelligence quotient. We have to control for age in looking at a person's intelligence. It's how intelligent they are in relation to their cohort, and that gives you their IQ. Verbal intelligence is an aspect of intelligence. It's verbal and spatial and mathematical, and these co-correlate. People that are good at one are normally good at the other, so we end up with G, a general factor of intelligence. But verbal intelligence is a good marker of intelligence because words, the kind of vocabulary you use, are thinking tools, and so they can be assessed on their own as a marker of intelligence. Now, this idea was inspired by a friend of mine who goes by the nom de guerre Alex McCarron, so thanks to him. So what he did was he took the texts that have been reported, that have been quoted of Prince Harry's in the newspapers today, and he put them into into ChatGPT basically. And of course he couldn't put Prince Harry because then it would say, oh, for ethical reasons we can't say, or whatever, we can't say his IQ. So it just said Facebook user, and it's very interesting to see what ChatGPT responded with. These are real Facebook messages from 2011 2012 between Harry and Charlotte Griffiths, a journalist at the Mail on Sunday at the time, which surfaced in court documents during Prince Harry's privacy lawsuit against Associated Newspapers, which is ongoing, by the way. It says, you can't reliably measure someone's IQ from a handful of casual late-night party follow-up Facebook posts, especially not from 15 years ago when people, including royals, wrote informally with autocorrect fails, abbreviations, and hangover energy. So it's trying to sort of caveat it in a way that I think is probably unnecessary. IQ tests measure specific cognitive abilities under control conditions, not banter. That is true, but you can use texts to estimate intelligence, and indeed there have been studies that have been published, for example, by Michael Woodley of Manee and colleagues, where you compare corpuses of published texts across time, and you note the use of high order words, because remember, words are thinking tools, so the use of very specific, nuanced, high order words are markers of higher intelligence than the use of more vague words. And you find on this basis that intelligence goes up across time until about 1870 and then starts to go down, which is consistent with many other measures such as per capita genius and reaction times and brain size and genetics and all kinds of other factors. So, what does he estimate? That said, judging purely by the style, content, and language here, average to slightly below average verbal fluency for a highly educated 27-year-old in this context. highly educated, I suppose he is. He went to Eton, it was an excellent school, and then he went to went into the army and was trained at the army army college, I suppose Sandhurst. The writing is very informal, typo heavy, in case as one word, U, letter U for U, 24 O's inadvertently spelt wrong, trumped, naughtiness, can't we, smooches, and relies on exclamation marks and ellipses for emphasis. Sentences are often run on or fragmented. It's the kind of sloppy, excited text you'd expect from someone drunk high on the afterglow of a wild weekend with friends, not polished correspondence. Strength shown. Self-deprecating humour and quick wit. We know this. This is what we liked about Prince Harry back before he met Meghan Markle. He was the not particularly intelligent, but jolly and fun and a posh person that we liked. Mr. Mischief with a small M. How do I get that title? I was surely no worse than anyone else! Exclamation mark. Ha ha! I win, right? Me, noo. Playing and then drinking you with a you under the table. Social awareness and emotion terms in the moment. He complains, he compliments the group. What a crowd! Never laughed so much in 24 hoos. Builds rapport and keeps flirty, playful tone going. He references shared context, Skippy surfing, BVI plans, Arthur skiing, etc. Fluidly showing he was fully engaged in the social scene. Weaknesses shown. Poor spelling and grammar, even by 2011 Facebook standards. Repetitive spelling is spelling things correctly, implies that you learn things correctly, you learn things off by heart, you have good memory, this is a correlative intelligence. Repetitive phrasing and somewhat juvenile boastful edge at times, quote, double trumped, double hump, thirsty Thursday plans. The overall vibe is laddish party boy, more than intellectual. No complex ideas, vocabulary or insight. It's all surface-level fun, flirting, brackets, miss our movie snuggles, and only and mild one-upmanship. Rough informal estimate, if forced to guess this alone, low to mid-100s at best. Perfectly normal average range. I feel quite validated by that because I estimated 105. I estimated 105... for Harry, and about 115 for Prince William. Possibly dragged down by the casual medium and context. Nothing here screams genius or even particularly sharp wordsmith, but nothing suggests below average intelligence either. This is what I would predict. I wouldn't predict that they would that he would be below averagely intelligent. And I'll come to why this is important in a minute. He's coherent, funny, in a bro-ish way, and socially calibrated for the group. For comparison, this is the same person who later wrote Spare. Well, hang on. I mean, he didn't write Spare. It was conspicuously ghostwritten. Trained as an Apache helicopter pilot, which requires solid cognitive and technical ability, and has shown strategic thinking in some public PR manoeuvres. Casual Facebook banter from a boozy weekend is not what you'd show. Is not where you'd showcase your high IQ. This is correct, and this was one of the reasons why when he, I estimated that it must be above average. The fact that he is capable of being a helicopter pilot, the fact that he is capable of doing that properly implies that surely it must be above average intelligence. And I'm happy to go with about 105. And that's what I estimated, and that's what is coming across. That's the highest estimation that is coming across from these texts. And I think that is probably what it implies, is that he is spatially tilted, and he is absolutely not linguistically tilted. And that's why we come up with 105. Probably these texts for the ChatGPT imply 100 or even less. But let's put the IQ up, because let's assume that Prince Harry is more technically tilted, more spatially tilted, or even mathematically tilted, and less so in terms of language. So let's say 105. And that's what I estimated. And the reason why this 105 comes across as so low is that it's very rare that people with an IQ that low end up in, i.e. average, or a third of a standard deviation above average, end up in public life. Normally, what predicts being famous, essentially, being of high socioeconomic status, such that you end up in public life, is that you are intelligent and you combine that with a kind of pro-social personality, or, as is, there's more of a nuance to this, that you are highly intelligent and you have a moderately antisocial personality, but much of the intelligence compensates for the negative side of the antisocial traits, so you just get the positive side of the antisocial traits in terms of attaining status, that is to say, you know, the Machiavellianism, the narcissism, which means you inspire confidence in other people and whatever, and you end up with extremely pronounced outlier, high social status. The royal family are in this difficult position where you are born into high status, and various genetic tricks or whatever can cause you to have a child that's not particularly intelligent, such as Prince Andrew or such as Prince Harry, or a child that is rather more intelligent, such as Prince Edward, or such as the King, or such as Princess Anne. And there can be as much as a standard deviation, that's 15 IQ points, the difference between a policeman and a high school science teacher, or a high school science teacher and a science professor, between two children. And this has probably happened with Prince Harry, because his father is reasonably intelligent, his mother obviously wasn't, and she failed all her O-levels, or most of her O-levels, and he has inherited very much his mother's intelligence, more so than his father's. And I suppose we should think about this as a country. There's something really rather unfair about getting a person who has just average intelligence and then forcing them to spend their lives alongside people who are likewise of high status, and who are therefore likely to be of extremely high intelligence. And it's bound to do something to their confidence, and it's bound to, they will of course make bad decisions, because in normal life, a person with that kind of intelligence, 105, whatever, is going to be a policeman or a fireman. Not there's anything wrong with that. I mean, is he very, a fireman, forgive me, the police are corrupt, but a fireman, very important to have firemen. But that's what they're going to be. And they're going to be meeting other people that are firemen and policemen, and they won't have to, they won't be under the kind of pressure and scrutiny that Prince Harry is under. But he is, and there you have it. ChatGPT has demonstrated what I thought was the case all along, an IQ of about 105. Should a person with an IQ of about 105 be subject to this level of scrutiny with regard to their behaviour and their decisions? What do you think? It's a very interesting question. I hope it's a bit of interest, and thank you very much, and see you soon, and goodbye!
Are you ready for the future of the West?